3 days. Monday, Thursday, to the Easter Vigil. Easter Vigil, Triduum, if you want to be fancy. 3 days. We have shared the bread and wine. We have washed each other's feet and had our feet washed. We have heard the passion of a God that is expansive enough for all of us. We've lit the new fire. We have shared the light. We have heard sacred stories thousands of years old. We baptized Samuel, Aubrey, Vera, and Elizabeth. 3 days. And now we are at the empty tomb with the women. The women who came to anoint Jesus' dead body. The women who are perplexed that it's not there. The women who are reminded by two dazzling figures and remember. The women who Jesus' male disciples do not believe. 3 days, intense, uncertain, horrifying, depressing, perplexing, amazing, life-giving, resurrecting, full of holy mystery. 3 days. And what has struck me this particular Holy Week, these 3 days, is the sense of upheaval and change in Jesus' followers' lives. The sense of uncertainty in following the way of Jesus. What has struck me these 3 days is God's unwavering presence in that uncertainty. Lisa last Sunday on Palm Sunday asked us to wonder where we were in God's expansive story. And as I was preparing this sermon, it dawned on me, I am with the women at the tomb who have a plan. I am with the women at the tomb who are perplexed. In general, I like a plan. And when life feels uprooted, when life feels a little bit crazy and out of my control, I like a plan even more. Now, the last 3 years have garnered me a husband, a step teenager, my first dog, Rufus, discernment and ordination, 2 new jobs, and an adoption process. This is the good stuff of life. This is the stuff of uncertainty. And so I have often found myself, when life feels a little bit shaky, when I'm questioning who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, playing the never-ending, not helpful if-then game. If I just finish this one piece of paperwork, then I will feel caught up on life. If I just get through this month, then I will have time to breathe. If I just get to Easter Sunday, then God will feel so close. If, then. Now, none of these actions are bad in and of themselves. But when they're sandwiched with an if, then, they push aside room to sense the holy. To let God walk into my uncertainty. They leave no room for holy mystery and upheaval. So this year, I need these 3 days to be reminded. I return to our Easter Vigil tonight to be reminded and to remember. To be reminded and to remember that Jesus is present. When we break bread and when we share wine with others at this table and at the tables in our homes. To be reminded and remember God's love when we serve others and we are served. To be reminded and remember that God's expansive story is big enough for all of us. It's big enough for you, and it's big enough for me. To be reminded and remember that God's love spans the millennia through story and song. To be reminded and remember that our baptismal covenant directs us as we welcome our newest beautiful members. and to be reminded and to remember that Christ's light shines in uncertainty. I am with the women with a plan at the tomb. But the good news is that in their uncertainty, in their remembering, they are on the cusp of realizing the joy of resurrection. Jesus' resurrection is not an if-then. It is a now, here, today, always. This is the good stuff of life. This is Easter's holy mystery. Alleluia.